time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Brett Kobernick. He is with the Utah Avalanche Center. And, you know, with spring right around the corner, people are going to start getting out and be out of doors more and things like that. But this is one of the diciest times of the year for avalanches. And you've got to be very careful as to where you're going and what you're doing out there. So I thought it'd be good to bring Brett in and talk a little bit about some safety as you're headed into the backcountry. Brett, as always, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for contacting me. It's pretty good timing here. We've definitely had some interesting and dangerous avalanche conditions recently.
And we were just discussing before we came on the air with spring starting very soon. You said, you know, people are going to be wanting to get out and enjoy those last little bits of winter. But would you say that, is it early season or late season? Which season is more dangerous when it comes to avalanches?
Well, it really depends on the weather and the snowpack. So, you know, we can see ebbs and flows in the avalanche danger pretty much any time during the season. It's somewhat unusual that we've been dealing with this this pretty dangerous situation that we have right now this late into the spring. Typically, by the time we reach mid-March, we are dealing with a more stable situation. And what this has stemmed from this year is, you probably remember that long dry spell we had in January and early February.
Yeah, and that was, you were saying that that's one of the scariest times of year when that happens. And kind of, can you take a moment and explain why that is?
Yeah, what happens there is we actually had a pretty low avalanche danger during that period, but the snow surface turns into a very loose and sugary type of snow grain during those long periods of high pressure. And it's no problem when that's on the surface, but the problem happens is when we put more snow on top of that loose sugary snow. So it's kind of like trying to balance a brick on top of a pile of potato chips. I think that's a really good analogy. So this layer of potato chips formed in January and early February, and now we've stacked a bunch of snow up on top of it. And it's kind of unusual, like I say, to have that type of weak layer producing avalanches this late in the season. We did have a string of very close calls up on the Manti skyline, as well as other areas in northern Utah, where numerous people have triggered avalanches. They've been caught and carried. They've deployed airbags. Some people are buried. Out of all this, luckily, only minor injuries and no fatalities resulted. So that's pretty good news. A lot of luck involved right there. But it was quite a period of large and dangerous avalanches. Now, we're starting to see better stability. I'm still telling people to use caution through this weekend as they go up into the mountains. The most dangerous slopes are the highest elevation, more northerly facing slopes. We still have a considerable avalanche danger there, and that's an elevated avalanche danger rating. The good news is that warm temperatures help stabilize this type of weak layer. So I'm hoping that I'm going to be seeing some more stable conditions as I go out the next couple of days and go up and check conditions.
I guess the question would be then, how is the level on the Manti and the skyline up there?
Yeah, so we still have some dangerous conditions. It's kind of in the middle of the danger ratings right now, but the trend is that things are getting more stable and more safe. I wouldn't say that we're it's green light conditions. Certainly not. The danger rating I have today is orange. That's the considerable danger rating. So once we drop into a yellow or moderate danger or even a low green danger. Obviously, things are going to be more safe up there, but still have a bit of an elevated danger rating today and into the weekend.
So my question really would be then to you, is there a season for avalanche? Does it like taper off and do you have like an end-all date that you guys always say, well, after this date, it should be safe? Or you just kind of look at conditions and gauge it that way?
Yeah, it's more so about the conditions, actually. You know, this type of weak layer that we're dealing with right now is it's actually more of a midwinter type of a situation. In springtime, we can see conditions get dangerous because of excessive heat, and this basically just anytime the snowpack gets rapidly heated, it kind of just falls apart. So conditions can get dangerous in the spring. Typically, we deal with more stable conditions, and we start to wrap up the avalanche season sometime around the first or second week in April.
Okay, so it is just around the corner, but we still need have some weekends out there that we need to watch our step and then really just check with you guys, I guess, would be the best thing before heading out into the backcountry. Is that really your what you guys say is the best thing to do?
That's a great recommendation. You know, I put out a daily avalanche forecast for the Manti skyline, and that is updated each morning by about 7 o'clock. And folks can get that on the website, utahavalanchecenter.org, and just search for the skyline region once you get onto that website there, and you'll get the current forecast, and I include avalanche information as far as what kinds of avalanches have been triggered, and there's photos and videos and all kinds of information on that forecast there. So it's a great resource for folks who are heading up onto the Manti skyline.
So yeah, just be careful. Know before you head out and you know, just watch your steps and be careful. We're almost through it, but you never know what could happen when you're up there, right?
That's right, you know, and conditions do change. So, you know, while we're kind of trending towards more stable conditions, weather and snow can change those conditions, you know, over the next few weeks still. So, again, that's the best reason to go and check that daily forecast.
All right, so if you've got any questions, once again, your website, if people want to double-check that.
Yeah, it's utahavalanchecenter.org, and they can also check us out on Facebook and Instagram if you search for Skyline Avalanche.
All right. Brett, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's it. There's not quite as much information on Skyline Avalanche on Facebook and Instagram, but we do post a lot of current conditions there and a lot of good videos and a lot of good photos.
Perfect. Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. Thank you so much for taking the time out, and hopefully we can get through these next few weeks and not have any large incidents, sir.
You bet, and thank you for contacting me. It's really great that you got some interest in spreading the avalanche gospel over there. So
it's
much appreciated.
You know, we have a lot of people in our area that head up there to recreate and snowmobile and all that stuff. You just got to keep them safe. That's all that matters.
That's right. You know, I got a bunch of friends over there on that side of the range, so you couldn't have said it better.
All right. Brett Kobernick, once again, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Okay, sounds good.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.